A lot of questions remain following the administration's signing of the Phase 1 trade agreement with China. We caught up with Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, to talk about his expectations and the council's involvement on the agreement.
The National Cotton Council is going to be closely following and monitoring the level of export sales of cotton to China as a result of that agreement and the purchase commitments that were included, which are promised to be approximately $40 billion per year in agricultural commodities over the next 2 years. The agreement goes into effect in mid-February, and from that point forward, the industry and USDA and U.S. Trade Representative's office will be watching very closely to see what happens with cotton purchases as well as other commodities.
Notwithstanding the agreement with China, it appears the Department of Agriculture will issue the third tranche of market facilitation program payments.
Secretary Perdue in recent days has indicated very clearly that USDA plans to move forward with the third tranche of the market facilitation program payments for the 2019 crop year. And the secretary indicated that work was underway to get those payments approved and issued as soon as possible. So it's our expectation that the third tranche of MFP will hopefully begin to flow to producers sometime within the February timeframe at the latest.